tragic stories of teenagers making bad decisions. And if you've got any ideas on how we might be able to get through, I'd love you to share them. 96900693. And, of course, the thoughts for the Ratten family and the other families who were touched over the weekend by tragedy. How can we get through to the teenagers? 96900693 or 131332. Joining me is Cameron Gutterson from Intelligent Training Solutions. Cameron, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dennis. How are you?
I'm okay. Any thoughts for you?
Look, just before I quickly answer that, on behalf of the Australian Driver Trainers Association of Victoria and Intelligent Training Solutions, we'd like to obviously pass on our deepest condolences to the Ratten family and obviously the Yarraglen community, who will be pushed and pulled in a whole heap of emotional directions over the next days, weeks, months, and unfortunately even years.
The reason,
like this.
Thank you. That's a sentiment shared by everyone too. It's just a horrible thing. But the reason it's sort of gnawing away at me at the moment, I know of a young fella. I don't personally know him, but I know someone very close to him. He was goaded into making an incorrect decision. Someone ended up partly disabled because of it, and he's now doing a short jail sentence. Another bad decision. Cameron, how can we get through?
Well, obviously, you know, we advocate 120 hours of practice for any learner driver through that period, but what we need to understand is that 120 hours of practice and passing your driving test is not equivalent to a planned and approach or educational pathway in teaching young people to become the best, safest drivers they can possibly be, or the best on-road citizens they could possibly be. So what I would ask, you know, parents and any guardian of a young person is that when they think of that elder P-plate period, to think about how they can allow their children to spend a consistent amount of time with someone who can be a mentor, who can connect the road safety message as well as the whole passing the driving test message across that period. Because we know with a trained professional or a trained, say, for instance, a driving instructor, that they should be able to play a role that not only teaches someone to be safe, but to connect that learning with meaning, so that when they move off into that period by themselves, that connected meaning in that training means that they will then therefore carry on that safety message and be better prepared to say no to dangerous, you know, behaviours, and also know right from wrong in a better way, I guess.
Should teenagers be watching, should parents be encouraging teenagers to watch the weekend news? Because there's almost every weekend a story like this sad one from the weekend.
Absolutely. Look, without a doubt, there is a bit of a flip side to that. We do know that sometimes when young people are exposed to horrific events, that some will tend to distance themselves from that message, just either through denial of that maybe that could occur to them, or likewise, maybe not wanting to even recognise if they're capable of that behaviour. But at the same time, we do know that especially when they have an ability to understand what a peer's gone through, that it does and should have some sort of connected meaning, and hopefully they can reflect upon that. But, without a doubt, you would hope that message gets across, but at the same time, spending time with someone that can help reinforce that message to that individual across their journey from L to P.
It's hard to tell someone who's in those years that they're not bulletproof.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then again, it's a funny thing when we actually train people to become driving instructors amongst all the road safety things we do. And one of the things we really highlight to our training driving instructors is how to find that key, the key to that, to unlocking that meaning for those people. So whether we're talking to people from a safety sense point of view, or a legal point of view, or even further down to a drive test point of view, if we can get some that connection where they identify with that and understand that there are ongoing, you know, safety issues and whatever the case may be with that behaviour, that we unlock that and get them thinking about it from a long-term point of view, not just, the recent tragedy.
Cameron, thank you. Cameron Gutterson from Intelligent Training Solutions. 96900693. I did say, I got that around the wrong way. Elvis was born in 1935 on January 8. I did know that, but I put my wording around the wrong way. Thank you for all the callers who pointed it out. 96900693. Your jeers and cheers, your suggestions on what we can do to get through to the kids in their teen years to make them make those right decisions. Because I do know of one. He's doing short stint in jail because of a bad decision. 96900693.
3AW Football. I'll use the word sad once and I'll use it again. You hate seeing any club in this position, let alone the club you played for. It's I can't remember a darker time.
With the game's biggest names.
Your body looks really healthy, mate. Look big and strong.
Yeah,
did you put more